Thank you, choir musicians. Amen. Have you ever thought about it? Musicians are kind of like magicians. I mean, they can really put it together and it blows your mind, doesn't it? Amen. When Sister Kristen sits behind that keyboard and Sister Crosswhite on that organ, it's amazing. Even what they could do with it. I sit behind it, I make a mess. Amen. But I'm so thankful for the blessings of the Lord that our church has. And in traveling from place to place, it makes you thankful. Amen. For the talent that God has blessed this congregation. Amen. And I want to say this tonight. Amen. I am so thankful, amen, that God is a keeper of his word. Praise God. Romans, the sixth chapter tonight, verses 20 through 23, is where I want to read from. I'm glad today, amen, for the presence of the Lord that we felt this morning, what God spoke to us. And I felt something happen this morning. Amen. There was a rise of faith. I want you to keep praying. Amen. Anybody get a report on Sister Hope today? Anybody else get a report? Sister Sandra Hope was in the ER this morning. Sister Becky, she's back home. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's keep lifting Brother and Sister Hope up in prayer. Amen. We want to believe the Lord for his work and his miracle. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, God's still faithful. He's still a healer. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Romans, the sixth chapter, verse 20. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. When you served sin, you couldn't do right. What fruit had ye then in those things where ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. Man, I'm ashamed of my past. How about you? I'm ashamed of sin in my life. When I let sin rule, it ruins. It makes a fool out of me. But I'm thankful today. Verse 22, but now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin, what is the paycheck of sin? But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. I got to keep Jesus in the picture. I got to keep Jesus in the center. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He's more than a paycheck. Amen. He is the resource. He's the fountain that flows. Amen. The gift of God is eternal life, but it's through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for the word tonight. Thank you for the blessings, God, that you have for us. I love you and I thank you for your presence that I have felt in this place today. That sweet assurance, oh Lord. Amen. Your divine touch and your presence that we feel in your house tonight. We give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Let the church say amen. Put your Bibles down. Let's give the Lord a hand clap and a shout tonight. Woo! Hallelujah. You ought to shout to God tonight. You want to praise him tonight. Woo, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to the Lord, hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Would you get out of your chair, go to somebody, make an effort to go to somebody, amen, and shake their hands and say, God's still doing things. Amen. Go to somebody. Make your way to somebody and tell them God's still doing things. Hallelujah. He's still doing great things. He's still working. Amen. He's still in construction in my life. Hallelujah. Tell them about it. Amen. God's still building. God's still taking away. But he's adding to my life. Woo. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. When you get back to your seat, give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Come on, don't miss out tonight in applauding God. Don't miss out in giving God that honor. Woo! Hallelujah. He set me free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, you may be seated if you can tonight. Amen. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. if you like, Sister Crosswhite and I, a lot of times, we get something in, you know, they tell you today every good thing for you is bad for you. Amen. I love Bluebell ice cream. Man, don't you love Bluebell? Does it ring your bell to have a bowl of Bluebell? Oh, man, well, you like the chocolate or homemade vanilla, or you like the cream and the cookies in it. You like all the peaches and all the different, whatever you like, I'm telling you, Bluebell has. But the contents in it. Amen, the contents. Sister Crosswhite, now, when we get something a lot of times, amen, she wants to see what's in it. Amen, I like Diet Coke now, but there's a content in Diet Coke called aspartame that my wife don't like. She says it's not good for me. And aspartame, that content in it, amen, that good thing makes it a bad thing for me. And it seems like the good things in this world, amen. Oh, man, I love great things. I love lemon pie. I love all these different things. But, amen, the contents in it, that white substance that Americans are really addicted to, it's not cocaine. It's called sugar. I'm telling you, amen. I like sugar, amen. Oh, but it's got some effects, some side effects. Amen. It begins to weigh me down. You know what I'm talking about? Amen. Sugar's not good for me. But I look in the gift of God tonight, what God has for me. Amen. I see some good things in God, Brother Neil. Amen. Oh, when you live for God, there's some good things in the gift of God. Aren't you thankful there's some things that are amazing? Amen. To live for God today, the contents of his gifts are amazing. Oh, hallelujah. I'm thankful, amen, that the goodness of God, amen, there used to be an old thing that says you got to have a spoonful of sugar to make the medicine go down. Remember that old statement? Amen, the old medicine of years ago was nasty. Amen, they put it on a spoon, and I'm telling you, you had to hold your nose to take it, and they said, add a little sugar to it. Now, these kids have vitamins with gummy stuff all over. You chew it up, and it kind of has a good taste to it. And you know, and all these good things have a bad taste, it seems like. Amen. And that's just what the devil wants today. He wants to take the good things of God and tell you there's a bad taste in it. But I want to tell you that the contents of living for God, doing right, is not, I'm telling you, there's not a bad taste in living for God. Amen. There's some good things in living for God. There's some great things that God has in the glory and the contents of being his child. Aren't you thankful tonight that you're no longer a servant of sin? You don't have to smoke tonight. You don't have to worry about getting another pack. You don't have to go to the store and get your 12-pack, 6-pack. Amen. Are you thankful for the glory and the goodness of the Lord? Somebody that used to smoke ought to say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The only thing we smoke now is chicken and turkey and brisket. Woo, hallelujah. Me, man. And I'm thankful for the contents and the gift of God. Amen. The great things. And we get a lot of things today. Used to, when I was a young boy, my mother was a young girl. They didn't have all the access to all these store items. They didn't have big malls and shopping centers and box stores. So there was something common that was sent to all that neighborhoods that they would order from called Sears and Roebuck catalog, right? It was this big, thick thing. There was two big, thick things that I grew up with. It was a phone book and Sears Roebuck. The catalogs were thick. And you used to go through the Sears and Roebuck, and they used to circle what they wanted. And what they dreamed about, their dream trip was in the pages of that catalog. And they would begin to say, I want this, I want that. And, you know, today, amen, we're living a different hour. Amen. It's almost the same, though. Amen. I could go to my phone and I could order something and have it dropped off. Brother Neil would be running to my house tomorrow. FedEx pulls up, Brother Neil runs out, and he drops it on my porch. Amen. How quickly, how amazing it is. Where years ago, Sears and Roebuck, when Mama was a little girl, it took a long time to get that dress. Just about time that she ordered it. Amen. Oh, friend, every day she would think, Woo, it's coming, it's coming. And it seemed like it never got here. But are you thankful that God is quicker than FedEx? God is quicker than Amazon. My God is still on the throne tonight, and He is faithful. Amen. How beautiful it is. But we get things in the mail sometimes today, or we get things through FedEx. We get things shipped to us. Amen. Our groceries, I'm telling you, amen, it is nice for us at our house many times. We don't have time to run to Walmart or to Sam's. Do you know Sam's comes to us now? And even the other day, Sis Crosswhite, we're on our anniversary trip celebrating 36 years. We were there in Sargent, Texas, fishing in the Intercoastal Canal. And there we begin to say, you know, let's see if Walmart would deliver here. And because we have a Walmart account, do you know that 26 miles away was Lake Jackson Walmart and Bay City Walmart? All the way from Lake Jackson came Walmart to where we were staying, and they brought it to where we were at. Amen. How exciting that is. Amen. I don't have to go. They did, but they used to do that anyway years ago. I mean, remember when they delivered groceries to your store, your steps. You see, that's an old thing. Amen. But many times, Brother Neil, when I get a package, I want to find out what's in it. Used to, when you got a big package full of things, they had what they call a packing slip. And that packing slip would give you everything that was in that box, a list. It's kind of like an invoice. Inside of it, Brother Murray would order all these parts, and when he got it, he would dig in it and make sure the packing list was checked off. He ordered 7 parts, and He would make sure there were 7 contents of what He ordered. I'm thankful today that God's packing list is still the same. God hasn't left one thing out. Amen. His promises are still true. God is faithful from generation to generation. God has kept His word. God has kept His promises. Amen. Do I have a witness tonight that God has been faithful to you? God has never left one thing out. Hallelujah. What a joy serving that kind of God. And we look at the contents of God's great gifts, and I find, I'm telling you, amen, the God that was there faithful, amen, He made promises to Abraham. Abraham, you're going to have a baby. And Abraham thought, man, this is like Sears and Roebuck catalog back when Momo was a little girl. It seemed, Lord, I'm an old man. Amen. You gave me a promise and it hadn't got here yet. I keep looking for the postman or the FedEx man. I keep looking. But are you thankful that God, when God is a promise keeper, He's right on time. Amen. One day, amen, Sarah, amen, she said, Abraham, put your hand right here. This baby's kicking. Hey, Philip, and old Sarah and old Abraham, they got joy because they felt something kicking. Oh, right there, Philip, boom. Amen. They were excited. Can you imagine the baby party they had? The baby shower. And every day, you know, when a woman's expecting, she starts holding her belly after a while and rubbing her belly. He's coming. He's coming. Amen. And one day, amen, in the tent, there was a different sound. Amen. Of that baby when it cried. Amen. He came forth. Amen. That mother had tears in her eyes. Oh, Daddy Abraham. Abram became Abraham. And there was a joyful tear party that they had. Oh, and pretty soon, amen, the contents of their life was changed. Amen. There was a toddler. Amen. That was crawling around in their tent. Can you imagine Abraham on all fours? This old man. Amen. On all fours chasing him. Arr, amen. Oh, chasing him. And somebody said, is that your grand youngin? No. Amen. He's mine. That's my youngin God's given. That's the blessing God's given. I want to tell somebody, amen, God has in His content and His packing list, amen, He is full of benefits, full of blessings, and He stands behind His word. Woo, are you thankful God's faithful? I want to just remind you, amen, that the promises of God back then are still the same today. God has not changed. God is a promise keeper. Hallelujah. And I'm thankful for the power of God's promises. God keeps his word. My, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Somebody's been waiting on something. Would you lift your hands and say, God, I'm ready. God, I thank you for being faithful. Amen. Somebody's got a promise tonight from the Lord. Amen. Lift your hands and thank you for the answer. Amen. If you don't have a promise from God, lift your hands and thank God that he's a promise keeper. Lord, I praise you and I thank you, Lord, because you're right on time for me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, the contents of God's gifts are amazing. And I find that through the generations, how God kept his gift. God made a promise. Amen. And way before in the book of Micah, it talked about Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou small. Amen. But from you is going to come the greatest. Would you know it years later? Of all places, Bethlehem, Jesus was going to be born. Because God is a promise keeper. God is one that kept his word. That rock solid promise that he's kept is going to be something. Isn't it beautiful? The gift of the Holy Ghost in our lives. It's God that's working, not me. The wages of sin was death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Amen. Look at all the different benefits of living for God. The benefits, there's a transformation that happens when you receive the Holy Ghost. You see, the Holy Ghost is not you just speaking with other tongues. You will speak with other tongues when the Holy Ghost comes. But oh, friend, God has more in the package than just tongue talking. God gives you a new walk, a new talk, a new life, a new outcome. There are blessings and seasons, amen, of his grace and blessing. I don't deserve 1 ounce of God. But God says, hey, amen, I love you. It don't matter if you don't deserve it. I'm God enough to take what even holds you back, and I'm God enough to reach through the situation and make you a new creature. Aren't you thankful for the benefits of God? Woo. And God is a policy keeper. He's going to stand with his word. How beautiful. Now let me go on just a little bit more. There's some benefits of living for God. There's power in the Holy Ghost. A power that comes alive inside of us when we have the power of the Holy Ghost living. The God of heaven. God changes it. Yeah, I want to just tell you, it's worth living for God. The gifts, the contents of the gifts of God. And even there's a fire that burns inside of you. You come to the house of God. You feel the glory of his spirit. You feel the Lord's love all over you when you worship him. Amen. That's the reason why we worship tonight. Amen. Oh, he deserves the honor. He deserves the glory. Amen. He deserves that offering. But you know, amen, let me just tell you what's in the contents of living for God. You can't outgive God. Amen. You can't outgive God and you can't outlive God. I want to just tell somebody in the Holy Ghost tonight, the more you live for Jesus, the more you found out he's going to live for you. How many's finding that to be true? God is alive. Amen. He's not all shut up. Amen. In a grave and decayed. He's not mummified. But oh, I'm thankful that Jesus is alive. And well, there's a favor. There's a benefit. There's a blessing in the content of Jesus living in my life. Oh, I need somebody to get excited with me tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. And behold, all things have become new. I'm glad. Amen. Oh, my past has passed away. Amen. I was praying this morning, and that scripture said, all things are passed away. And I was right on. And I got excited. I'm glad that my past is passed away. It's died. It's gone. It's passed away. And there's not an empty hole now, but something new has taken its place. The joy of God living inside of us. There's some people have a funeral about their past. You don't need to have a funeral for your past. You need to have a celebration of what God is doing. Amen. Of that new creation. Amen. If you build a monument over your past, you're going to resurrect old spirits. Let me preach to you a little bit. And I hear some people talk, man, the Lord delivered me. I mean, I used to smoke 12 packs a day. I used to do that. And they talk about how many people they beat up. How many, man, you ought to be ashamed of your past. One man, when I was a young man, he would brag about all the different things that he did in the world. And then almost like, man, you're kind of proud of it, aren't you? He had greater pride for what he did than what God was trying to do in his life. Amen. I want to tell you, I'm not going to have a funeral for my past, but I'm going to celebrate what God is doing. It's Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change he's doing in my life. You ought to pray. I need somebody to get excited that our God is not dead. My God is still alive. My God is still a promise keeper. My God is still the way. My God is still the truth. There's benefits, there's grace, there's favor, there's blessing. You ought to shout to God tonight for it. Hallelujah, Jesus. The benefits. I look at the contents of the gift of God. The wages of sin, we know, is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. What's in the contents? What's in it for me? Now, when that big box comes to the house and Brother Neil drops it off, it's exciting to get those things in that box. That old dull-looking box that's been riding in your truck. Amen. All of a sudden, we all get excited. There's something in it. I wonder what's in it. I wonder what's in the box. And, oh, we open that box up. And, oh, we pull that thing out. I'm going to tell you what made an 80-year-old lady so excited the other day. My mama ordered something off of Amazon, and she got it. It was one of those things you put on top of your mattress. She bought it to put it somewhere else in the house, but it ended up on her bed. She was so excited about it. Amen. She said, I'm putting this on my bed. Amen. I'm telling you, she had a spring in her step. And we put it on her bed for her, and she tried it out. She said, whoa, I'm going to like this. The next morning, I said, how was it? She said, it was amazing. You know what she did? She ordered another one to put on that bed that she intended that one to be on. I'm telling you, it's an excitement even to open up the contents and find that there's something in the relationship. Even with God, it ain't all about him. God is not a selfish creature that he says, bow down, do this. But God says, you give to me. You just wait for the return. I have a great return. There's an interest that I'm going to give your life. You can't outgive God, and you can't outbless God. It's worth living for God, saint. What's in it for me? I'm telling you, there was so much in it for me that Jesus went to Calvary, went to the tomb, didn't stay there. He rose again for you and I. He said, I'm come that you may have life, and it more abundantly. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a lot of promises in the Word of God. There's a lot of provisions. But God is a promise keeper. God favors a life. And he favors and blesses our life here. There's peace. Look at the contents of living for God. There's peace, joy, the fruit of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit. Aren't you thankful you can lay your head down at night and know that God's protecting you? I don't have a German shepherd. I have the Lord as my shepherd. Hallelujah. I don't have to worry about having a security system. My God is my keeper. Not only that, my God's my song. Amen. My God is my provider. The Lord is my advocate. Strong tower. He's my physician. All these great things our God is. Man, I'm telling you, the benefits of living for God. Let's get to the point. But there's a glory that God has that's unending. Beyond this life. Called eternal life. What's contained in that hope that we talk about, that our soul's anchored to? There is a world that's beyond this world, a life beyond this life. God has promised a world of no mores, no more separation, no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, no more pain, no more curse, no more night. We have never experienced such a world, but we know the God who promised it. We can't imagine what that place that God has prepared is all about. It's impossible for us to imagine it. And we think there's no way that could be that way. You mean there, how can that be? Well, number one, it's impossible for God to lie. God has kept his promises from way beginning to right now. And if he's promised this for us in the end, get ready, it's coming. Hallelujah. I need somebody to stand and look at somebody and say, it's coming. The end is coming. Amen. But the end, when it comes, is not the end. One man thought that when we died, it was like taking a raw egg and throwing it at the back of an incinerator. That when it all got burned up and fried and crystallized into nothing, it was burned up and it dissipated. They thought that's all life was. But friend, I'm glad that life is not over when my last breath comes. Even if there's a place that God has prepared. Amen. I'm thankful that we have a God that underneath our everlasting arms, I can't get away from that, the everlasting arms of God. God has a rock solid guarantee. Amen. And anytime you buy an insurance policy, you want to know what's in the contents, what's in the provisions of that. Well, I'm going to tell you the policy that God has. Amen. God says, amen, I have prepared a place for you that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. Over in the places our world prepares for us when we get old, it's normally they put us off in a place and we're stuck there. Amen. And we get an occasional visit. But I'm thankful that the Bible says the Lord is going to prepare a place for us that where he is, we could be also that where we're at. Amen. God is going to be there. I'm glad that he don't have just a resort. He don't have a nursing home in the sky. But my God has a place for you. And you ought to be thankful for what God has. And that rock solid record of God's promises being fulfilled gives us a hope beyond our life. You know, the Bible says everything we need is found in Jesus Christ. 21:23 of the book of Revelation, it talks about in that city there's no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. In that better world, that eternal city, the inhabitants are independent of all the creature comforts. Everything they need is found completely in God. We talk about creature comforts. Amen. There's no need of a raiment. The robes will never wear out. They'll never be stained or defiled. There's no wash machines in heaven. Amen. Nothing grows old there, deteriorates, or decays. Are you thankful for that day, Mama, that you don't have to wash and dry clothes anymore? No more stinky laundry. No more things because there's no need of that. Look at your neighbor and say, there's no need. No need of medicine. There are people that pay a lot of money for medicine. People that don't have special privileges of insurance and special insurances that had to pay $300 to $400 a month. I can remember when I started having seizures, Brother Neil. My medication was expensive. Depakote was expensive. The first stents that I had, my doctor began to prescribe something to me that cost me between $300 to $400 a month. And when we went to Honduras, you could find the same medicine. It was $300 to $400 for less than $100. It was crazy to find that there. But in that place that God has, there would be no disease to heal. The inhabitants shall not say, I'm sick. No pain, no weakness, no failing body will remain over there. Hey, that's the promises of God. No need of sleep. The Bible begins to talk to us. They rest nor day or night from their praise. We'll get weary here. Man, I'll sweat down. And on Mondays, I barely can. I go, woo, I'm about worn out. But over there, we'll never grow weary from praising God. There is no exhaustion in the presence of Jesus Christ. Are you thankful for the benefits that God has on the eternal side? no need of human comfort. Fellowship with others will bring a great joy. Yet our happiness over there will not depend upon another person. The Lord's presence will be enough to fulfill the largest desire that you have. No need of teachers. They that commune together concerning the wonderful things of God. I'm going to tell you, even there's going to be the things where it's going to be known. You don't need to have somebody instruct. They shall be taught of the Lord. Things will come alive in your brain and your mind. Not your brain, but your mind. You're going to know things. I want to tell you the great portions that God has in His promises. Here we receive, sometimes it seems like alms. We get just enough for us to make it. And sometimes it's even at the king's gate. You see, God don't give you the mountain all at once sometimes. God gives you a step at a time. Sometimes God don't load your checkbook down with all the different millions of dollars, but God give you just enough. So it's almost like we receive the alms at the king's gate, but there we shall feast at the king's table forever. Are you thankful there's a place at his table? Here we lean on the friendly arm of another person. Thank God for those around us that we can lean on. We need the help and the encouragement of other people, but there we'll find everything we need in Jesus Christ. Come on, that's His promise for us. That's what His word is guaranteeing us. There we shall find everything. Here, you have to lower the bucket into the well to draw water out. But there we'll drink from the fountainhead, and our lips will find the living waters flowing freely. Here, sometimes God uses His angels to be messengers where He sends His blessings. Over there, there won't be no messengers needed, for we shall see Him face to face and know Him. There's never an in-between. There won't even be need of your pastor there. I'm thankful that day you get to go right to Jesus Christ from the giver of life. You become the recipient. Amen. We're blessed, amen, every day to be able to look and know that God's hand is upon us. How many times ministers, amen, even myself, God has used us and God works through our life to bless other people. But that day when we step before God, I'm glad that the flow is going to be free and the grace of God is going to be abundant. The beauty of God will be there. There will be no ugliness, no hurt, no pain, no sickness, no more death. Amen. Good things here on this side. Fades, comes to an end. But there's going to be that perfect forevermore by the blessings of the Almighty God that He has. I just want to tell you the worth of living for God. I look in the contents. I look at the gift that God has for me. It's worth living for God here. If you can't live for God here, you won't know God there. You got to know Him here in the time where you have to lean on Him and you have to lean on other people and you have to endure the hardness as a good soldier. And you have to know Him as a God that provides, a God that heals, a God that makes a way. And we lead our life by following Him. And through faith, we believe and have a hope that is beyond what we could materialize in our brain. But on that great day, the Lord says, I get to roll the curtain back. And for the first time ever, the eyes of humanity get to see the awesomeness of our great God and Savior. Amen. I'm thankful tonight that God is here in this place. And God's here to talk to somebody's heart tonight. And said, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't be troubled by the cares of this world. Don't be weighted down by the things of this life. Don't fret and get depressed because of this life here. I'm there. But I'm also here. I want to tell somebody the contents of living for God. The gift of living for God is this. I've got a Savior that's just as much here as he will be there. Amen. Everybody says, whoa, I can't wait to get to heaven. Amen. Hey, I'm glad I have the God of heaven right now in this place. Stand with me. Amen. God is here. Amen. And here's that one that says, hey, amen, I want to know you. Amen. Right here, I want you to know me. I want you to know the contents of the worth of living. I want you to know that when you sing that song, because he lives, I could face tomorrow. Because he lives, when all hope is gone, I can still live. I can walk with my Savior. Hallelujah. The contents of living for the Almighty God. Hallelujah. In a world full of problems, in a world full of aches, in a world full of pain, I'm glad that there's a worth that I'm not going to throw the towel. I'm not going to throw the towel in. But somebody needs to throw away the towel that you don't have a towel to throw in and say it's not worth it. I want our seniors in this place to be able to come first to the altar tonight. If you're a senior, I want you to make your way to the front. If you have to sit on the altar, I want you to come. Amen. This is an important time of our service tonight. I want you to come, and I want everybody that's able to come. Amen. After our senior saints to come up here. Amen. Come and just, if you have to sit, I want you to sit. It's okay to sit on the altar tonight. It's all right. Sister Riley. When I met Sister Riley years and years ago, Mender Wells went in the first time. Brother and Sister Riley. Sister Riley, you was young, energetic. Brother Riley, young, energetic. Sister Bent, 29 years ago. How many countries you been to? 30-something? 20-something countries. I'm telling you, fifth gear all the time. My mom, fifth gear all the time. Brother, Sister Pirtle. Brother Shorty's here tonight. I'm telling you, strong man. All the testimonies of Brother Shorty, strong man. Sister, God has been good to us, hasn't he? Man, through the years, every one of you that I can give account, Brother Martin, how many years God has allowed you to plow that old garden. And every year, Brother Martin said, this is going to be my last. But when he brings me those peas, I say, thank God. God's kept his hand on us. Who in their right mind now? Right mind. Knowing what we know, Brother Williams. Who in the right mind at this age and this time of our life will say, you know, it's not worth it? Who in the right mind says, I'm going to throw in the towel. It's not worth it. You've lived for God all these years, but God has lived for you all these years. Just because the finish line is closer, biology says, doesn't mean we slack up one bit in our faith. Brother Pirtle, I watched you in Central Heights many a times. The Holy Ghost would move, and he'd hit that aisle and run the aisle. Woo! How many times in our services he wished he could throw that cane down and take off around this building. He would do it if he could tonight. But Brother Pirtle, you can't run the aisle anymore, but you can run the race and finish it because it's worth it. Because one day we're going to step through to the other side. Every pain, every heartache, every trial, it's going to be worth it all. Because beyond what we know, there's a content beyond what the word could ever describe. For you and I, what a day that's going to be. Hallelujah. I need other people in the church to come together around now. Come on, this young person. Sister Rebecca, you're 22, 21. She's 21 years old. She started running this race, God feed with the Holy Ghost at how old? 17 years old. God graced her life. And now, He's kept you. He's blessed you. He's proved Himself to you. Who in the right mind at 21 years old, when you got, if the Lord sees fit, a great race in front of you, for you to throw the towel in? Brother Colton, where you at? Stan, I got to see you. No towel. Throw the towel away, don't throw it in. Amen. For the race is worth it tonight. I want you to look at the contents tonight of what God has prepared for them that love Him. Those that keep His word. Those that keep on it. Sometimes it's going to feel like a grind, Brother Jerry. But it's going to be worth every step you make for God. Brother Darrell, the Lord didn't promise there weren't going to be hurts and frustrations. But He said, I'll be there with you. And I'm not going to let anything get on you. Amen. That's going to tackle you down if you don't let it. I'm going to be there with you. Amen. Greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Praise Him for His excellent greatness. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him for His great benefits. Amen. Saint of God, you ought to praise Him tonight that He's here. Amen. I want you to let the Holy Ghost fill you right now. Just like that day, the first time you received it. Will you let the Holy Ghost fill your cup? God wants to fill your cup tonight in this place. He wants to refuel your soul. He wants to restore faith right now in this place. Come on, don't let something distract you. You ought to worship Him and let Him right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let the Lord fill you right now. Come on, let the Lord touch you tonight. Let God help you. Come on, you got to let God. God's not going to tackle you and put it down your throat. But when you open up your heart, God does amazing things. When you give God your worship, your attention, it's worth it, Saint of God. You can make it, Saint. You can make it, Brother Shorty. You can make it. You can make it, Sister Riley. You can make it, Brother Purtle. What a day. Go ahead, love the Lord back. Come on, love the Lord with me. Love the Lord, saints. Those that look for His appearing. Come on, He's for those that look for His appearing. Come on, He's for those that look for His appearing. It's worth it, friend. It's worth it. And leads me through the promised land. What a day, a glorious day that will be. Woo! Come on, enjoy what God's doing tonight. Come on, enjoy the touch of God. Come on, get what the content has for you. Come on, get the guarantee. Let the Lord hold you tonight. Let the Lord wrap you up in His love and mercy. Let the Lord draw you close tonight. Woo! Let Him take you by the hand. Let Him lead you tonight. It's worth it. Come on, it's worth it. It's worth it. Look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace. When He takes me by the hand and leads me Sing it tonight. To find it in my Bible, but I want to read it to you. The contents of hope, the contents of what the Lord says. It's in 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, verse 17 or 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be called up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. You know what it says after that? Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Woo! Comfort one another with these. He's coming. Coley, he's coming. Then the next chapter is chapter 5. It says this: For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, whether we die asleep, we should live together with him. Then it says, wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even also ye do. You need to look at somebody and you need to greet them and say, be comforted. Jesus is coming. Jesus is going to keep us. Would you comfort somebody? Would you encourage somebody right now? It's worth it. Come on, it's worth it. Come on, tell somebody it's worth living for God. It's worth it. Keep on keeping on, y'all. Oh, come on, I need somebody to comfort somebody. Come on, you need to give somebody a word of comfort. It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Talking about joy. Talking about joy. great joy. The Bible says this is that hope that we have. It's called the anchor of our soul that keeps us. An anchor is what keeps that ship from moving, even though the storm and the waves are pushing. That lifeline that reaches beyond this life into the other side. Holy, holy, holy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and rejoice to the Lord tonight. Sorrow not tonight. Come on, don't be discouraged. You need to be encouraged to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Come on, there's some good things in the content tonight of God's goodness. Come on, His Word. Woo, His promises are full of good things tonight.